The Netflix series The Eternaut is based on a sci-fi graphic novel of uncommon staying power. Originally created as a comic book almost 70 years ago, its backstory is as intriguing as the story it tells, says critic Bob Mondello.
The opening shot is of a borrowed sailboat on a beautiful summer night. The lights of Buenos Aires twinkle in the background as three high school girls who've been drinking more than they should raise a toast to all the beautiful things that await.
Brindemos por todas las cosas hermosas que nos esperan.
As they hug, they don't notice the lights of the city blacking out behind them. They're looking the other way at a strange green glow in the heavens.
¿Qué es eso?
The boat begins to rock, and one of the girls pops below deck, discovering their GPS isn't working. Neither is her cell phone. She looks out a window and watches horrified as both of her friends collapse. The last thing she sees, a single flake of snow. In the city, when the electricity goes out, some old friends who've gathered to play cards chalk it up to yet another power outage until they hear something.
Para, cállense, cállense.
¿Qué?
Escuchen.
They go to the window and see ashes falling.
Parece ceniza.
Could it be snow in summer?
Y como si estuviera nevando. Nieve en verano.
They realize as they watch cars crash and people dropping in the street that something out there is toxic.
Hay algo tóxico en el aire.
One of the card players, Juan, tries to call his daughter, but nothing electronic is working, so the others scramble to turn an old gas mask, waterproofed clothing, gloves, into some sort of protection, and Juan heads out, looking like a cross between an astronaut and a deep sea diver, into a Buenos Aires at once familiar and ghostly, walking past corpses felled in mid-gesture, two policemen chatting through a car window, a power lineman suspended high in the air, leaning back in his harness atop a telephone pole. Everywhere, a light dusting of apparently toxic snow. Chilling for any viewer, and I'll stop here just a few minutes into the first episode so you can discover the rest for yourself. These scenes have a special resonance in Argentina, where, as everywhere, people are more accustomed to disaster films set in cities north of the equator. For them, the Eternaut, or as it's known in Argentina, El Eternauta, has acquired near-mythic status since it was first published in 1957. Partly that's because it's a terrific sci-fi mystery, local and with muscular illustrations by Francisco Solano López, and partly it's because writer Héctor Germán Oesterheld rebooted the story a dozen years later, amplifying in more political terms the need not for individual heroes, but for people working together.
¿Estamos todos de acuerdo?
To overcome societal horror.
Manos a la obra.
That in 1977, during a brutal military dictatorship, Oesterheld and his four daughters were disappeared, added to the graphic novel's resonance. Oesterheld's widow was adamant that the story be filmed in Spanish and shot in Argentina. After decades of false starts, filming began in 2023, after pandemic shutdowns turned much of Buenos Aires into a real-life ghost town during COVID-19. Watching masked figures roaming deserted streets, now haunting in a freshly traumatic way. The series, with Juan, played soulfully by Ricardo Darín, Argentina's most famous actor, brings the action from the 1950s to an age of cell phones. With Argentine society currently roiled by political and social frustration, it has been well received. That was not a given, considering the esteem in which the graphic novel is held. How much esteem? Well, one subway station in Buenos Aires has been dominated for decades by a huge tile mural reproducing an Eternauta illustration, a reminder to commuters that a climactic battle in a story they've long taken to heart is fought right where they're standing. A battle not in the six Eternaut episodes currently available on Netflix, but the final cliffhanging episode notes that it's official. A second season is coming. I'm Bob Mondello.